Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room, and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on.
So I'm gonna put a That didn't make you jump, holler, scream, shout, run around, and just give God a praise. I don't know what would. I am so excited that God is just blessing us in the ways that he has done for you and for me. Good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington. I'm broadcasting live here from Atlanta, Georgia, and we are excited about being in the presence of God tonight. We are excited about what God is doing to the children of God, for the children of God, in the children of God. We are grateful that we can give God a praise, that there is something that he has done in our lives that is worthy of his praise. And I just want to just greet everyone tonight. I want to say to the Butterfields who provide us with this platform that are a part of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle here in Stockbridge, Georgia. We thank you. We greet you. We say that we are truly, truly, truly blessed that you have provided us, Portland, with this broadcast, with the opportunity to spread the gospel. So we thank you so very much for allowing us to spread the word of God every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. And to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle and Light of the World Covenant Fellowship Ministries. We truly are grateful, and we thank you so very much for all that you do for us. We want to make sure that we give honor where honor is due. So we want to just right now just honor Pastor Kimberly Black. She is just truly a blessing. She is the pastor of Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. And she has taken for me and just truly, truly been a blessing to the body of Christ. And so we are really grateful that she is really doing all that she can to make sure that Light of Portland broadcast continues to be the great broadcast that it has been over these past few years. And then, of course, we want to thank every pastor, elder, leader, deacon, deaconess, everyone that tunes in, to the family, to my family, to Pastor Black's family, to all of those that tune in on a regular basis, and to you, and to especially you. We greet you and we say thank you so very much for all that you have done for us, and we are just truly grateful that you have tuned in tonight. And of course, we really hope that something is done, something is said that will bless your heart, that will really, really move you, that will grow you, that will heal you, that will deliver you. And so we want to say thank you so very much for tuning in. And we pray that you would tell a neighbor. We pray that you would tell a friend. We pray that you would just invite someone else to the Light of Portland broadcast. If you know somebody that is sick and shut in, if you know somebody that might be in the hospital, somebody that may not be able to make it into the four walls of the church but still want to have a service to tune into, to listen to get their praise on. We have people that say this is their Sunday service every Sunday evening. So we want you to invite someone to the Light of Portland broadcast and give them the number 917-388-4161 so that we can just bless the body of Christ tonight. And so we want to make sure that you are participating in the things that are happening in Portland, Oregon. And so we want to just give a few announcements tonight. So tonight we want to let you know the things that are happening in this Portland. And I wanted to bring Pastor Kimberly Black live on the air to do those announcements, but I do not see her on live on the air as of yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray to the Lord God tonight, and we are going to have a word from Elder Dante Farmer, the man of God that is a part of Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. And amen. Amen. Praise God. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you so much for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be gathered together in the house of God through the lines tonight, oh God. We pray that you would connect each one of us arm in arm, leg in leg, hand in hand, Father, that we might glorify you, that we might exalt you, that we might lift you up and give you praise. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, would cover us, that you, Lord God, would take care of us, that you would give us a word tonight that would bless each and every one of us, that will grow us in you. Lord God, we ask right now that you would allow us, Father, to connect with you tonight, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you would just increase our faith, oh God. We pray that you, oh God, would allow us, oh God, to know that you are our Lord, our King, our Master, our Savior, our Keeper. We ask right now in the name of Christ Jesus that you would please, Father, bless the house of God. Bless us. Bless us in our coming in. Bless us in our going out. Raise us up, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Christ Jesus that no hurt, harm, nor danger will come to any of us, oh God. And we ask you right now, Father, that if anything in us is not like you, Lord God, that you would take it out of us, Father. We pray right now, Lord God, that you would cleanse our hearts and our minds, oh God, that you would help us, Father, to begin to search for the things that you desire for us to do, that we would begin to press in, Lord God, of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray right now that you would bless our coming in, that you would bless our going out, that you would bless, Father, all that we do and all that we say. Father, I just pray right now that you would help us, Father, to know that there is no God like our God. We pray, Father, right now, and we just ask that you would continue to bless, cover, and keep us. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, and amen. We are going to have our announcements, but I want to, before we go to our announcements, I want to bring Pastor Kimberly Black live on the air, and she is going to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then she's going to give us our announcements. Pastor Black, you're live on the air.
Well, good evening, and I'm going to put a praise on it. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, I hope you're magnifying the Lord tonight, because my soul is on fire. As I was walking to my car, listening to the broadcast, I began to dance through the hallways of a Kennedy school, because my soul just began to rejoice, because I want to put a praise on it. My breakthrough, my healing, my deliverance, those prayers that I've been praying, I'm putting a praise on them tonight. Thank you, Pastor Sherelle, for opening up for us tonight and just taking us to that place of worship, of praise amen, getting our hearts and minds ready to receive a word on tonight. So we do have a few announcements we want to share with you about different things that's happening in our city and across the world, amen. I want to say a wonderful shout out to all of the women. Amen. If you are a woman, this is National Women's Month, and we want to celebrate every woman that's listening to this broadcast, every woman that's connected to this broadcast. We salute you this month of March. We honor you. We praise God for you. We thank God for the work that He has assigned to your hands. We pray that what you touch from this day forward will be blessed and it will prosper in Jesus' name. We pray that from this day forward, that in your hands will be healing, and from your belly will flow rivers of living water, that when you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. When you lay hands on those that are not saved, they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, be saved, be set free, be healed and delivered in Jesus' name. So a tribute, an honor to all of the women across this great country. We thank God for each of you. And we want you to know that on Sunday, March the 8th, begins daylight savings time. So we spring forward. Amen. So don't forget, we don't want you to be late for church. We want you to be early and on time. So March 8th is daylight savings time. The St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church will be honoring their pastor and wife during the 5th Pastoral Appreciation. That celebration will begin Friday, March 13th through Sunday, March the 15th. And March the 13th, there will be a banquet honoring Pastor Craig L. Brown and Lady Angela Brown at 7 o'clock p.m. Their guest speaker is Pastor Mark Strong. On Saturday morning from 10 to 3, they will be at Grant Park University Church in North Portland. I'm sorry, it's University Church in North Portland for Hoops for Christ. There's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then on that Sunday, the 15th, at 10:45 and at 3:30 will be the finale for that celebration. St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church is located at 8101 Avenue. And I hope and pray that you mark your calendar, save the date for that celebration for our friend, our brother, and our sister, Pastor Craig and Lady Angela Brown. Again, that is March 13th through the 15th. And for more information, just email me at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and we can get you connected to the St. Paul Church family. We also want to announce that on Sunday, March 29th, at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, the Union District Baptist Association, and the Gospel Music Workshop of America, Portland, Vancouver chapter will be having their pre-Easter cantata and bake sale on Sunday, March 29th at 5 o'clock p.m. at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. New Hope is located at 3725 North Gantenbein. Pastor J. Walter Hills the second is the moderator for the Union District Baptist Association, and he is the host pastor for this year's pre-Easter cantata. If you have not been able to attend one of those cantatas, you have been missing a treat. It's such a wonderful time of ushering the spirit of the Resurrection Sunday, Holy Week. It just gets you ready, get your mind right, get yourself together to celebrate the risen Savior. And so we are so thankful to God for these announcements. We hope and pray that you would govern yourselves accordingly. If you have any announcements that you would like to share with us, we would like for you to email us your announcements at gssmbc@yahoo.com, and we will be glad to share your announcements with the listeners of the Light of Portland broadcast. I am so honored tonight to be able to introduce to some and present to others a son of our house. This is an awesome man of God. He's a young man, and I'm not going to tell his testimony. I'm sure he will tell it. If he don't tell it tonight, stay tuned in because he's going to tell you his testimony, because God has done some wonderful things, some great things in his life, and eyes have not seen nor have ears heard the things that God has in store for Elder Dante Farmer. So the next you will hear will be a young man who joined our church last year, who's been on fire for the Lord, who's got a great work, a great call upon his life. He is an anointed man of God. He is no stranger to the word of God. He is a profound teacher. And if you listen closely, you are going to be blessed. You are going to receive some knowledge. You are going to just get excited in your soul, because God has anointed, appointed, and equipped this young man to preach and proclaim and expound on the word of God. So my brothers and my sisters, please lend your undivided attention to the voice, the man of God that's coming before us, and Elder Dante Farmer.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Kimberly Black and Pastor Sherelle Pennington. And on behalf of Light of Portland Broadcast, thank you all for this opportunity. It is definitely a true honor. And before we do this and do this right, I'm going to open up in a word of prayer and pour out what the Spirit has led forth. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you, oh, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, may you humble me at this appointed time. May the words that you give me to speak, oh, Heavenly Father, may they be anointed, and may they be a pleasing aroma to you, and may they be a aroma to life to those who hear. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. The teaching tonight will be coming from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, getting into this. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, if we know anything about Paul, we remember how Paul was. This letter displays a lot. This was a pastoral letter to his assistant, Timothy. This letter was of encouragement, giving young Timothy an example to follow. He gave out the blueprint and a resume of what true leadership is and how that position should be fulfilled. Paul lays it out on how he once was, how he was an insolent opponent, how he persecuted the church. But in his weakness, God's grace overflowed in him. That is the power, that is the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Here it is, the one who tried to once destroy, God has appointed to now build up. In building up, you go through some things. Paul had to go through some things. God had to show him the suffering of Christ Jesus. We all go through some things. God calls us all from different paths of life. I resonate so much with Paul because as a young pastor myself, I can imagine being that Timothy, being kind of nervous, being kind of scared, but knowing that God has called me. But I could relate to Paul so much. How can God call me a sinner? A person who was once involved with the street life, who was once involved with gangs, who once tried to bring down the things that God was trying to build up, and then God had to sit me down. I had that Damascus Road experience like Paul had. He had to be set down, even though he thought what he was doing was right, but God showed him otherwise. He had to open up his heart. He had to blind his eyes. He had to be opened in order to realize God's grace. Paul was an example to others because they knew his history. They knew his biography. They knew his resume. They knew what he once stood for, and some still were scared, not knowing if he was a false brother just trying to come in and entrap them. But that's how powerful the gospel and the grace of God is. It transforms minds and changes hearts. It builds up and it breaks down. But God disciplines us in order for us to be used for our righteous instrument. Imagine what Paul was going through when he had that experience, that first encounter with the Lord. That personal revelation, that divine revelation. I can remember the day that God called. I remember having that conversation saying, God, are you calling me to this? I don't know your word. I don't have no degree. But he appointed me and I trusted and I believed. Sometimes when we go through those trials and tribulations, God is using it as a test. Sometimes we might look at a situation as a curse, but turn to find out that it's actually a blessing, that he was equipping us. This is what Paul represented. When he fully understood what grace was, the one thing he tried to diminish and destroy was now the one thing that he embraced fully. It's the one thing that he was willing to give his life for. The one thing that he was willing to be beaten for. He lived out the message of the gospel through the stripes that he took. Suffering is a blessing if we're doing it in Christ Jesus' name. Paul was that example of what is called to be courageous. Even in shipwreck and heartache, sleepless nights, long days, Paul was faithful. Paul had a duty. He was to pass on the gospel message to others and to equip them in order for them to pass it on. That tradition continues today. God is calling us to return to the church in the book of Acts. We don't represent this denomination over this denomination. We represent Jesus Christ and him crucified and resurrected and sitting at the right hand of the Father. God is calling us to go on mission, and that mission ain't going to always be pretty. But we have a duty to pass on the gospel message, even if it costs our life. This is what Paul explained to the elders in Ephesus. Not knowing what awaited him, but he knew he fulfilled his calling. We have been given a commission and a call. Will we accept that call? A lot of us might be afraid, but this is what this letter to Timothy was about. He said, let them don't despise your youth. Don't neglect the gift that was given you by the laying of the hands of the elders in prophecy. We all have a gift. And as Paul's example, he passed it on. He encouraged. He strengthened. That's what edify means. Us as a church has a duty to bear witness to the gospel of the grace of God. We are the light of this world. This world is dark, but Jesus has overcame it. And while we're sitting here bearing witness, we are called to go through some things. Trials and tribulations await us. being in prison ministry for 8 long years, and a sheep in the midst of wolves, but not anxious, not worried, trusting in the Lord to guide me. We all have a harvest to go into. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I prayed over and over, Lord, bless me with the gifts that you're speaking through your servant, Paul. Help me to be the leader and the servant that you've called me to be. Just like when they were going through the book of Acts and they seen a vision about a man over in Macedonia said to come here. God showed me 7 years ago, I have a place for you. Just follow me. I spoke it and so I believed. And to be here at this hour, this right here is the grace of God. What Paul went through, those shipwrecks, not knowing if he would live to see another day, but not wavering away from his hope, having that hope of Abraham. Sentenced to 25 to life, not knowing when you will ever get out. People looking at you, not believing, but you believing with the words that the Lord has spoken, and so you trust it and you continue to speak it and you continue to walk it. We live not by sight, but by faith. Those strongholds God was able to break down. His word is powerful, even though we might seem that we might be bound, but we are not, for we have a spirit of not fear, but of love and a sound mind. Paul was preaching the gospel not from what somebody else told him, but he was preaching the gospel from where he heard from the Spirit of the Lord himself. When God calls, God equips. We just have to be faithful on what it is that we've been called to. Sometimes people get into it for the wrong reasons, think it is for their own particular purpose, but Paul lays it out. He said, it is not ourselves that we proclaim, but Christ Jesus and ourselves as servants. Jesus came in the form of human flesh, willing to take on our burdens, submitting himself totally to God, willing to be beaten and mocked upon, willing to be pierced, willing to be crucified, willing to be strung up, blood and water gushing out. He did that in order for us to understand what God's love truly was and what it is. His love abides yesterday, today, and tomorrow, from everlasting to everlasting, grace upon grace. Once Paul finally realized what grace was, he lived it. That was his life's purpose. My prayer was always to God, show me the way. Just like what Jeremiah said, no matter how tough times might get, I would not stop from being your shepherd. We have to wake up. God is calling us to quit acting like we're really serving him and to really represent him through our lifestyles, through our speech, through our mindsets. God is calling on us to be those leaders that he's called. We are to represent him. Paul gives us that perfect example on what true stewardship is and passing it on to others in order for them to be raised right. Oh, I thank my God. I thank my God for the leadership that he has raised. I thank him for blessing me to constantly be a student of his word and just a student of the leadership that he has called. Because even though Paul was an apostle, he still submitted to the leadership of the church in Antioch and the church in Jerusalem. It showed true submission. He didn't allow titles or prestige to get in the way of what his purpose was, to preach the gospel, even if it cost him his life. Today, even if it cost me my life, my hope is not in vain, for I know at the end of the day what is stored up for me. As Paul said, I pour out myself as a drink offering. That was the example of Christ Jesus. Pouring out every bit that he's putting into us in order for the body to be strong and built up. I thank my Lord for those sufferings because now I see it as a blessing. The blessing that what Joseph went through, what was once meant for evil, was meant for the good in order to preserve. The gospel message has been preserved. Not even the gates of hell can stand against it. Paul was an adamant fighter of the gospel message. And he's calling on all of us to be as well. I preach the gospel the way that Paul preached, and it means that it came directly from God. When called to the ministry, I had no background in theology, but I always knew who my Lord was, even as a disobedient child. And I trusted him. Bound the knee of my heart, asking him to open up the eyes of my heart in order that I might see him. When God calls, embrace that calling. Cling close to the word of God, and the devil will flee. I thank my God. I thank my Lord for the foremost. And I look at how he has redeemed me. I am ashamed of my past, but by the grace of God, I embrace it in order to glorify him with it. I can walk around humbly with my head held high, knowing who it is that I serve and what it is he's brought me through. Laboring in the gospel message, living it, breathing it, teaching it, being ready on guard at all times. This is how Paul was training Timothy, Titus, and everybody that came along with him. He taught the way that Jesus taught, not the way that the church and the world wanted it, but directly from the Holy Spirit. The Spirit has to lead us and guide us. We have to submit to his will. In the places that we don't know, but trust that God has already gone before us, giving us of ourselves to him in total submission, constantly being ready to pass on whatever lesson it is to others. We always have to be ready, and Paul was. He gave that perfect example as the foremost person. The one that was looked upon and despised. God works in mighty ways, but at times we limit God. We try to put God in a box. We try to consume him. But God is bigger than even imaginable. His grace surpasses even the most fathomless thought that we could ever think about. Only thing he's asking for us to do is call upon him. And repent. He loves us that much that he sent his only begotten son in order for us to have peace, to be reconciled to him, to live life the way that he created us to live, a life of praise, a life of honor, a life that glorifies him. Paul exemplified that. And to this day, that heart, that tradition of the Church of Acts is still resonate. God is calling up this generation in order to bear witness of what grace is. God's grace isn't limited. God can touch anybody, anywhere. And then I'm bearing witness to God's grace of going from spending the rest of my life in prison to being out and serving humbly at Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church. That is a testament of God's grace and being used for his purpose. Sleepless nights, hunger pains, not knowing which way to go, but knowing that I'm following the Lord. I thank him, and with every being in me, the examples that he lays out for me through his word, I will continue to preach his word. Following that example, when situations come up, how did your servants handle this situation? That's how powerful God's word is. If anybody is feeling anything anywhere, let us not exalt ourselves, but be humble. Not let us think that God can't use the foremost in order to do a mighty work. That's how powerful God is. And I'm bearing witness to the truth because I can only speak what he has given me. The stripes I wear now, I wear for the sake of Christ Jesus in order to glorify him. The church needs to return, repent, and call upon the Lord in order for us to really fulfill what it is he has called us to. In order for us to have that same impact on others Paul had. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. Just thank you, O Heavenly Father, for blessing me the foremost to do your work. Father, continue to strengthen me. Continue to guide me, O Heavenly Father. I pray not only for myself, O Heavenly Father, but I pray for all those who labor in the word, O Heavenly Father. May they labor in the word to glorify you, that others may know who you are and really experience your grace. Father, I'm constant in amazement, but I remember your word, for it says, preach the word in season and out of season. I thank you for giving me the heart and the spirit to always be ready. Continue to guide us as a whole, Heavenly Father. Bless us to have that same courage and that same mindset and that same strength and that same nourishing spirit, O Heavenly Father, that your servant Paul had. Help us not despise those or look down upon those, O Heavenly Father, that don't look like us or come from our walk of life. But help us to be all things in order that we might save some. Use us, O Heavenly Father. Guide us. Humble us when we get to beside ourselves, O Heavenly Father. Show us the way in which we are to go, O Heavenly Father. I thank you, for this gospel was not taught to me by man, but it came directly from you, O Heavenly Father. I thank you of your spirit, O Heavenly Father, to break down those strongholds. Help build us up, O Heavenly Father, that we may do a mighty work in your precious name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Pastor Sherelle, Pastor Black, I thank you. Light of Portland Broadcast, thank you for this opportunity. It has been an honor, and it has definitely been a blessing. I thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. This is Pastor Sherelle, and I thank you so much, Elder Fuller, for the words that you have brought this evening. And because, Elder Fuller, we have about 5 more minutes, I want you to give a brief testimony. You touched on it a little bit throughout your message, but I want the saints of God to know the power of prayer and the power of faith and the power to know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, hope, or think in Jesus' name. Amen. So just give us a brief outline of your testimony because you got about 5 more minutes, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. Well, to keep it brief, my grandmother played the piano for many years at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, and that is my home church and that I had grew up in. So I always grew up knowing the Lord, but, you know, as time goes along, I got into the street life and got involved with gangs and in and out of group homes, you know, being that, you know, prodigal child. And I ended up being wrongfully convicted of murder and sentenced to 25 to life. And by the grace of God, he walked me through it and showed me the way. And it was in about end of 2011, he called me to ministry and just put it on my heart, before you get released, come and serve. And I just followed him, and God opened up doors, and, you know, got ordained and went through seminary. And God, you know, had gave me a vision on where he wanted me to be 7 years prior, and it led me to Greater St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church, you know, under the leadership and guidance of Pastor Kimberly Black. And it was an honor. I came to serve, and now I'm involved with gang outreach and also I'm a legal consultant, and I also consult on a lot of cases, making sure that people receive a fair shake, making sure that justice is done. So the ministry that I've been given, being a student of the civil rights movement, is using my ministry to touch on issues that affect a lot of people, but also being able to reach people through the gospel that way, whether it's through the family, defendant, judge, prosecutor, whoever's in the presence, and God gives me a word to speak, I speak it. And I've been home 8 months now, did 18 years, 4 months, and I haven't stopped. Been in the ministry 8 years now, and still on fire.
Amen. Amen. 18 years and 4 months, saints of God, for a crime that he did not commit. But I wanted you to hear the fact that he began to serve the Lord and do the work of the Lord while yet still inside of a prison wall for a crime he did not commit. He could have gotten angry. He could have turned away from God. He could have blamed God. But instead, he served the Lord. And because he served the Lord and served the Lord faithfully, God delivered him out of a place that he was supposed to spend the rest of his life. And so as he began to minister on Paul and he began to preach the gospel, Paul, and understanding the letter as he sent it to Timothy, and explaining how Timothy had some fear, and Timothy had some doubt, and Timothy had some insecurities. Paul was there to reassure him, you got this. Just go in and do as I've trained you to do, and the power of God will be with you. And I hope that each and every one of you that is tuned in tonight to the broadcast will grab hold to what Paul was saying to Timothy. Despite how they talk about you, despite what they say, despite what it looks like, just do what God has put inside of you. And as you begin to put what is inside of you that God has put in there, he will begin to open doors, and he will begin to make ways, and he will begin to bless, and he will begin to cover and keep you, and he will do things that you could never hope for or imagine. And so I hope that you are blessed by the word of God tonight. I hope that you were blessed by the testimony of Elder Fuller. And I hope that it encourages you to believe in the Lord and know that your breakthrough season is here. But within your breakthrough season, you've got to put in the work and trust and believe in the Lord and watch him do amazing things in your life. I thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I hope that you received a blessing from the Lord tonight. And I thank you, Elder Fuller, for the word of God that you have brought forth tonight. I thank you for your testimony, because you know that we all are able to be encouraged and keep going through our testimony and through the word of God. And so tonight, saints of God, I pray that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you, giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. I pray that you would tell a neighbor and a friend,
speak to someone about the Light of Portland broadcast and invite them to tune in next Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget that the time changes next Sunday evening, so we don't want you to miss the broadcast. And until next Sunday evening, be blessed and good night.